This is another real-life story of everyday life and mission from Anchor Church Sydney. We hope you're inspired by it. For more stories, teaching and info, visit anchorchurch.com.au.
Another big thing that's happening today, it's Compassion Sunday. Now, yes, please, give it up for Compassion. And Compassion seeks to release children from poverty in Jesus' name. And we've partnered with them in the past. And this morning, I walked in here thinking that as a family, we sponsor 40 kids, which I think is an amazing thing. Who thinks that's an amazing thing? But I was wrong. We actually sponsor 87 children in the program. 40 are from the Cebu Project, which is an amazing thing. And in a minute, I'm going to introduce you to Teresa. Actually, right now, Teresa, if you can come out, please. Teresa is originally from the Philippines, and it's actually one of the children who have been released from poverty in Jesus' name from the Cebu Project. And so I want to spend just a couple minutes learning about her, what her experience was. And after, there's going to be a chance for us to sponsor another 87 children plus in the back today. So Teresa, I'll give it over to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Vasa. Good morning. My name is Teresa Ventura McEntee. I was born and raised in a slum area of Barangay Luz, Cebu City, Philippines. Our houses are made up of light materials, which are prone to fire hazards. Our community is a mixture of people who do legal and illegal means to sustain their daily needs. But despite that, we still have enjoyed our childhood neighborhood experience. As a child, my sadness was not because I was born poor, but because I did not have the freedom to go to church as you do. Because my father will use his belt every time I will ask him to allow me to go with my grandmother to her Christian church. But all that changed when my grandmother registered me as a sponsored child in PH 906. And I was able to attend even once a month the church, receiving dental, medical checkup, free, and eat nutritious food, and eat cake during my birthday, and especially hear the word of God. For my parents, education is the only means to alleviate ourselves from poverty. But my father warned me not to believe in the doctrine that the church is teaching, but to receive all the benefits of compassion. But when I was 9 in one of the compassion camp, my eyes was opened to the verse in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But Romans 6:23 says, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. So I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior, and I saw the children and the youth, they decided to be water baptized. So I was curious what they are doing. And so I said to my pastor, "Pastor, can you please also baptize me?" But my pastor, who knew my father, who was really mocking them during the Bible study in my grandmother's house, he said, "Can you please ask permission from your father?" And so when I called my father in the phone, he said to me, very furiously, he said, "You can never choose your own set of beliefs until you will be 18. And I said to my father, "Papa, I'm still 9. Should I wait for 9 more years?" And my father said, "If you're really serious in the faith that you have found now, then you will wait." Until then, I claimed the verse found in Acts 16:31, they replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your entire household." And every day, I secretly pray at 3:30 a.m. in the morning. I ask God, "Lord, may you also save my father and my mother and my entire family, that they too will know the joy of knowing you." And I turned 13, and our house gotten into fire, and all of our hopes turned upside down, but compassion came, and the church people came and reminded us of Romans 8:28, which says, "All things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purposes." But for me, I asked God, "Lord, how can you, a good God and a great God, allow a great fire that destroy our only possession, our house?" But the confession came and said to my father, will you be allowing your child to live in the church parsonage so that she will not be disturbed from school? But my father's fear of me failing in the school allowed him to let me live in the church parsonage, but it hurt him to see me in the church because he never wanted me to be in the church, and now I will be living in the church. So for 1 month, they did not visit me. But in the December, they finally visited me, and he decided to accept Jesus as his Lord and Savior. And he said to me, when you were 9, I remember that you wanted to be water baptized, but I said no because I did not know the truth. And he said, can we be water baptized together? And the children of compassion were crying, and I was crying, and our pastor was crying because they knew that the God that we are serving is a prayer answering God, that he knew the purposes that he has for us. And so if it was not for my sponsors who are really faithful in praying, and it was through their letters that I feel the love of God, that even when my own family persecuted me and our community is giving bad influences, but still I feel the love of God through the sponsors who are not blood related to me. And I was able to finish university, but my greatest joy is to see my entire community being transformed by the love of God through these compassion children. And if you are a compassion sponsor, in behalf of your sponsored children, I would like to thank you because you will never know how much impact you have given them. Because you are giving them hope. You are giving them, you are putting them in the right soil that God will flourish them. And you are not only changing the destiny of their life, but you are changing the destiny of their family and their community and the nation as a whole. And in Romans 10:13-15, it says, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. But how can they call on the one whom they have not believed in? And how can they call? And how can they believe on the one whom they have not heard? And how can they hear unless someone is preaching to them? And how can they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who are bringing good news. And thank you in behalf of your 87 sponsored children. And may God bless Anchor Church and all the leaders and the members. To God be the glory, great things he has done.
Sorry, Teresa, can I?
Can I pray?
Sorry. Can I pray for you, if that's okay? Father, let's pray for her and for compassion. Father, we thank you again for your goodness. We ask for your forgiveness as we neglect, Lord, those that you have a special concern for the widows and the orphans and the persecuted. And we ask now that you would move us through godly compassion and conviction to partner with you in the beautiful, beautiful work that compassion is doing. We thank you for Teresa. We thank you for her father. We thank you how you worked so powerfully and quietly through all those years. And we thank you that as painful as it was for Teresa to wait those 4 years to be baptized, she was able to be baptized with her dad. And so we thank you for her story. And we just ask now that you would multiply this, Lord, as only you can, that you would take these 3 fish and few loaves and multiply it to feed many. So we thank you for all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.